I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is a Crowd podcast.
It's Quiz Chat Repeat, the UK's only and therefore best daily quiz podcast. Every episode, we ask a different person 12 questions for a maximum of 15 points. Let's get quizzing. Hello, I'm Makita Oliver, and today is TV and Film Day. Our guest this week is presenter Anna Williamson, a woman we're learning more and more about. She loves cheese. She loves skiing. She also loves to sleep, and that is her prerogative, okay?
Yeah, it is.
12 questions on TV and film, Anna, let's quiz. I love you saying yes, it is.
Let's do it.
Question number one. In the film The Matrix, what colour pill did Neo take?
I don't know. Blue.
Correct answer is red. Let's move on. Question number two. What is the elimination round in RuPaul's Drag Race called? There you go.
Oh, I don't watch it.
Oh, me neither, but my mum does.
The elimination, I mean, is it worth an educated guess? Elimination round. The drag off? I don't know.
That's quite good. No, I'm afraid the correct answer is lip sync for your life.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I don't watch it.
Question number three. In 2018, which two UK comedians set out on a series of televised fishing trips?
Wasn't that Robson Green? He's not a comedian, is he?
No, I'm afraid it wasn't Robson Green. I'm going to have to take that. Oh. It was Bob Mortimer and Paul Whitehouse.
Oh, I should know this. My dad's a keen fisherman. I should have known that.
Get him on it. Get him on that show.
He'd
brilliant.
Love it. Yeah.
It's called Mortimer and Whitehouse Gone Fishing. Question number four, Anna Williamson. What was the title of the Spice Girls film?
Wasn't it Spice World?
Absolutely correct. What a film.
God, why do I know all the really naff ones?
Question number five. How are the cartoon characters Blossom, Bubbles and Buttercup better known?
Cartoon characters?
Do you have, I wonder if your kids are into
I
this.
I do. Sure. Oh, that's the Powerpuff Girls.
There it is. Absolutely correct. Correct answer, the Powerpuff Girls. Are they still popular in the nursery these days?
They're up there.
They're
I mean,
there.
Kids are very fickle. I mean, they change every week in what they like.
Right. Okay. Question number six. In which African country was Monty Python's Life of Brian filmed?
Absolute classic film, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
But where was it filmed? Which country?
Which African country?
I mean, I was going to say, well, until you said African, I was going to go, you know, is it Israel or something? But I don't know. Pass.
Correct answer is Tunisia.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
Number seven. Which Coen Brothers film was adapted into a TV series of the same name in 2014? It's currently in its fourth season. It's a pretty big hit.
Don't know.
Oh, this you
Why
would.
Why am I so crap?
No, you're
go
not.
God, what is it?
It's Fargo. Correct answer, Fargo.
Oh,
brilliant
no,
film.
Never seen
Absolutely
it.
Brilliant TV show. God, you're getting
it.
A list emailed over of things to.
Yeah, please do.
Indulge.
Educate me, Makita. Educate me.
Sounds like I
Unless
might
it's
have
Powerpuff
to.
Girls and the Spice Girls, I'm buggered, clearly.
Question number eight, Anna. Where is the CAF that Jamie Oliver and Jimmy Doherty's Friday Night Feast is set in? Where is that CAF?
Oh, is it in Cornwall?
It's not. It's on a pier. And it's actually a very famous pier. It's the South End Pier, Essex.
Oh, is it?
Where they're from. Because they're both Essex.
I didn't know that. I actually didn't know that.
It looks lovely there, actually.
It does.
Question number nine. Which comedy film starring Steve Carell had the tagline, "The longer you wait, the harder it gets"? Which I always thought was very clever. Just pathetic.
Oh, they need a 40-year-old virgin.
Correct, Anna.
Yeah.
We brought it down and there you are.
Always. You just go down to, be scrabbling around in the filth and then you'll find me.
Question number 10. For 1 point, Anna, can you name any titles from the latest Star Wars trilogy?
Oh, God, no.
This is from episode 7 to 9, the ones with, like, John Boyega, Daisy Ridley.
I should know because I went to 2 premieres.
Oh, my God!
Wasn't there one called A New Hope or something?
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
There was one called that, but it's not in the last 3. Which premiere did you doll yourself up to and go down to and you didn't even know what the film was called?
Nah, God knows. I went for the free booze and the red carpet.
Well, it could have been...
I don't know. That's rubbish.
It could have been episode 7, The Force Awakens, episode 8, The Last Jedi, or episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker. All great premieres.
There you go.
As Anna remembers. Question number...
Guys, I remember none.
Okay, question number 11. For 2 points, can you give me 2 Nick Park animated films other than his Wallace and Gromit and Shaun the Sheep series?
Well, that was me done. I was going to say Shaun the Sheep and Wallace and Gromit.
Come on, you know the other ones. Definitely one of them.
We did Chicken Run.
There you go, 1 point, Chicken Run. 2000, that was 21 years ago.
Stop.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's horrible.
That's too much for me today.
That's really horrible. And then he did, I don't know, well, he did that, you know, the adverts for the electricity adverts.
Oh, they were amazing, but they were Creature talking about his thing. Films, but they were brilliant.
Oh, I don't know any more films.
Okay, I'll give you 1 point for Chicken Run. You could have also had Flushed Away, Arthur Christmas.
That was great. Oh.
The Pirates in an Adventure with Scientists and Early Man.
Oh, I liked Flushed Away. That was good.
I didn't know that was him. Final question. I have in front of me the full list of Strictly Come Dancing winners. Thank you for passing that over, guys. For 3 points, can you name 3 of them?
Oh, gosh, I should know this.
Winners.
So I watched Strictly. Well, I mean, Bill Bailey just won it.
Yay, I love him. Correct, Bill Bailey.
Friend of mine, Oria Duber, he also won it.
Got you. He's there, big time.
And bless her heart, a friend of mine, Caroline Flack, she also won it.
Caroline absolutely did win it. Well done. I'll give you all 3.
Thank you, my dear.
So yes, on my list, lovely Bill Bailey, then Kelvin Fletcher, Stacey Dooley, Joe McFadden, McGuinness, guy from The Wanted, Abby Clancy won it, of course she did. Louis Smith, yes, Harry from McFly, Cara Toynton.
Do you know something? I completely forgot that Abby Clancy won it.
I know, that feels like years ago. Probably was 10.
Probably was. She's had like 8 children now.
Yeah. Tom Chambers? Who's that again?
Oh, I think he was on Holby.
Right. Oh, yes, of course. Chris Hollins, Alicia Dixon, what a triumph. I mean, that woman turned a Strictly win into a next level second phase of career. I always think that was so nicely done.
Didn't she just? Nicely. Yeah, beautiful.
Mark Ramprakash. Don't remember him.
Yeah, cricketer.
Darren Goff, Jill Halfpenny and Natasha Kaplinsky. Of course she did. She was the first winner, I think.
Back in the day with Brendan Cole.
Yes. God, you do like Strictly. Good, me too. Your score after that round, Anna, is 7 points. We'll talk you through your points after this quick break.
Over the centuries, the world's greatest wordsmiths have crafted the most beautiful sentences ever written. Shakespeare.
Shall I compare thee to a summer's day?
Austin.
There is no charm equal to tenderness of heart.
And Jermaine Pennant.
I pulled 2 birds and I went home, which is nearly a proverb.
Hello and welcome to the Football Book Club podcast, the only book club that's less Charles Dickens, more Paul Dickoff. And you can listen to our brand new series right now by searching Football Book Club wherever you get your podcasts.
So you scored 7 points today, taking your total for the week to 23 points. Let's go back to TV. You're saying you don't have any time because I know you've got young babies, a lot of work, but it is a lockdown. Have you had time to hunker down and get into anything?
Yeah, my husband and I do try and watch something together every evening. Otherwise, we just never see each other. Right. So I liked the Queen's Gambit. on Netflix. Don't know if you've seen that.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet, but yeah, of course.
Really good. The Fall, that was good.
How can people watch The Fall?
It's really dark, isn't it? It's so dark.
I watched one episode, I was like, oh, all my worst nightmares. No, thank you.
Yeah, it is really dark, but really. Do you know what's really annoying about that, actually? Is that I watched all the way through to the final season of that, and I've got only one episode to watch, and I still haven't bothered watching it because one of my mates left a voice note. She went, oh, you know, you told me to get into The Fall. I've just watched it, and I can't believe XYZ happens at the end.
No.
And I was like, oh, no. I was like, you absolute beep.
And you'd sent her the recommendation, yes! And she ruined it for you.
She ruined it for me. call herself a friend. And I'm currently watching The Bay at the moment.
Oh,
which is quite good.
Yes.
So, yeah, I quite like those type of things.
And you are very busy because obviously celebs go dating, but you also have a podcast, your own podcast with your friend that's kind of no holds barred. Or
she's the friend that told me about the ending of The Fall.
No.
Actually. Yeah. That's
oh my goodness. Well,
old Louisa Zisman, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, let's see if the new contract comes through for the new podcast. But do you have fun making a podcast with a friend?
Yeah, we really do, actually. And we're quite an unlikely friendship. And we kind of met really through our kids. We live near each other. And I mean, we're very much yin to the yang. I mean, she is very, very opinionated and very Marmite. But actually, Louisa and I, when people sort of say, oh my gosh, yeah, it's such an unlikely friendship. But it's actually not. We get on so well. I love her to pieces. And yeah, I mean, she says stuff which just makes me want to face plant myself. And you know, and I'll put her up on it. But, you know, we share so many of the same values. You know, we are very positive people. We have a zest for life. We have young kids. And she's very big-hearted. She's the bark is definitely worse than the bite. Okay. No, bite. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I do know what you're saying. I love that.
Yeah.
Anna, thank you so much. That was Quiz Chat Repeat. Time for your third clue of the week for you to try at home. The question is, which model of car was driven by TV character Mr. Bean? Which model of car was driven by TV character Mr. Bean? Anna, I feel like you might know that.
I know it. Of course I know it.
Do you?
I know that one.
Okay.
Yeah, I do.
There will be a connection to the answers from earlier this week, and we'll be back tomorrow for your fourth and final clue. I'll see you then.
Crowd Network. A place where you belong.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.